Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 25, 2024, the Neurodiverse Talent Edition. And we begin with that story from the BBC, which reports that Karen Twar-O'Night, EY's global chair of DEI, says that having a neurodiverse talent base is actually a benefit for the company, and it has 23 neurodiverse centers of excellence across the world designed to support workers with autism, dyslexia, ADHD, and other cognitive differences. Although this is scoffed at in the U.S., this really is a very positive step forward and something that every company should focus on. Next up, from the New York Times, United Airlines faces closer FAA scrutiny after safety incidents. The carrier told employees to expect a big review by federal regulators in the coming weeks as the FAA will scrutinize United's operations more closely. We're beginning to see more of an FAA presence in their in our operations, and at least Boeing's management says they welcome this engagement. And a very troubling story, particularly in the United Kingdom, a long sought after report on Ministry of Defense corruption around Saudi air sales of British airplanes has been found in a public archive. And it is a very damning report demonstrating that Britain's Ministry of Defense literally engaged in bribery and corruption of Saudi officials over a multi-year period, and then covered it up and lied about it in public. The excuse was, well, we might lose some work and it might cost British workers some jobs. So the Labour Party, of course, has made hay of this for quite some time, and they've petitioned for it, and the MOD said they couldn't release it. Or wouldn't release it probably would be the better way to phrase it. But here it is, found in the public archive, entitled Ministry of Defense Appropriation Accounts 1990-1991, Defense Procurement, the Saudi Arabian Air Force Project. And our final story comes to us, unfortunately, from Major League Baseball, which is getting ready to open its season with a huge betting scandal, not with any player, but with Shohei Ohtani's translator. This story really demonstrates the need for robust due diligence for all of your contractors and third parties you do business with, because there is absolutely no allegation that Shohei Ohtani was engaged in betting, but it's pretty clear his translator was. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.